We've been listening to the different candidates that will be on the ballot on Tuesday for the Alabama State Senate 26 position, and six names on the ballot, two men and four ladies. And our final person we're going to talk to is Linda Douglas Burkett, who is on the ballot as the one of the Democratic candidates, and you'll be able to choose from them. And so as we've listened to everybody about their background, Mrs. Burkett, your husband was Senator David Burkett, who was in the position before, and that's the office we're running for now. I want to ask something just real quick, and I did ask you if it was okay to ask you this question. Senator Burkett has had some health issues in the last year or so, and most recently he's been sick again. You want to kind of give us a quick update on how he is doing?
Yes. Well, he's doing better now. He did have another stroke in October on the 23rd. But he is recovering from that. He's gone to rehab after leaving the hospital. So he is doing better. And I appreciate you asking, because that means a lot that you would ask. And I think that the people that don't know would like to know that he's doing okay. He's doing better now.
Well, so many people know him as Coach Burkett.
Oh, yes, Coach Burkett. And, and that's the fighter in him.
Yeah.
He is, he will never, ever, ever give up. So you don't have to worry about him giving up. He's a fighter. He's a coach. So therefore, he's like the way he did with his players. You never give up. You continue to fight. And so he's fighting.
Well, we certainly wish him continued on his path of getting better. Let's talk about Linda Douglas Burkett for just a minute.
Okay.
So tell us about you. Are you a Montgomery resident for a long time? How long have you lived in the district? Tell us some of that information.
Yes. I am from Montgomery. I was born here in Montgomery. I attended public schools. I went to William Burns Patterson School. I went to Capitol Heights. Then, and I went to, I forgot one. I did attend Booker T. Washington for a little while before they, you know, closed everything down and we started, you know, segregating, desegregating and all this stuff. And anyway, but I ended up at Capitol Heights. Okay. And then I went to Robert E. Lee High School, where I graduated from Robert E. Lee. Then I'm a graduate of the Alabama State University, and also I'm a graduate, well, master's graduates from Troy University. It's twice, actually, from Troy University, and I live here in Montgomery. I've been here all of my life. I'm married, of course, you know, to David Burkett, and we have two children that are here in Montgomery, and five wonderful grandchildren.
Grandchildren are the best, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And I've worked in the community and been in Montgomery working in the community very hard. And I've enjoyed working in the community. You know, we've done so much in the community with our youth, young adults, and our senior citizens. And Lord knows our senior citizens are so special to us, because it means a lot, because some of them do not have anyone. So it means a lot to them. We do so many little things that people don't think are important, but they don't understand that these senior citizens are so important. You know, when we do little things like a senior citizens prom that we would have, that meant so much to them that they would never stop talking about it. And they still call him now asking about, when are we going to do another senior citizens prom? And that's one of the things that I am going to do for them when I'm elected.
Well, let's talk about that for just a second, because this is something that I think that we have got to, we've mentioned it with the other candidates and as we've gone through this, fatigue. We just had a very emotional election just days ago, and now we're going to go back to the polls again for Alabama Senate District 26. And so if you are someone who is older, it's not easy sometimes getting here and there. So we're asking people again to do what you need to do to get to the polls, because I think that's important. If you look at the geography of the district, it's really a large district. There's almost 200,000 people that live in there. And so that's the majority of Montgomery is in Alabama Senate 26. So it's very important that we have great representation for our citizens in Alabama 26, but also as it reflects back into the state. It's such an important district for the state. So you're wanting to be elected to that position, and you mentioned the seniors. What other issues are there in the district or throughout the state you think that we have to bring up?
Well, I think that we have to get the people back out to the polls and make sure that they understand that this is very important. It plays a big part in things that are in our city. So we have to get back out and make sure we understand that this will help us in a lot of issues in our city. So we have to come back out and vote so that we can get someone in there that is committed to the city and the constituents in our city. So it's very important that you get the right person in there that wants good government, not just government, good government, something that's going to help the people. You have to be the voice for the people. You have to listen to the people and their concerns. You have to get out in the communities, know what the people want. If you're not out there in our communities, you don't know what they want. And it's very important to know that someone is in office that cares about you. They're not just a constituent. When you look at constituents, you think about the word voters, someone that's voting. When I think about the people that voted me in, they are considered people. They have feelings. They're humans. They have needs. They have wants. So you have to look at it in a different way. And I like to call them people. A lot of times I will say people instead of constituents because they're personal to me. They're real.
How do you, during this time of COVID and where we would normally, we're rolling into the weekend before the election, in the past there'd be big barbecues and things at the parks and we'd be knocking on doors and all that. And I know you'll do some of those things as you best can, but we've been restricted some from a health standpoint. You certainly, the last thing you want to do, since you care about your constituents, the voters, the people, you want to keep them safe. How does someone, if someone hears Linda Douglas Burkett and wants to know more about it, or I've got a concern, or you said this, how does someone get in touch with you?
They can easily call me, and my number is 334-322-2953. And I've also, I know that the COVID is out there, but I cannot resist getting out there, going where the people are. I just try to keep my distance. Mm. But I go and I talk to the people because it's nothing more important to me than going out there, looking those people in their eyes and letting them know I am a real candidate. I care about you. And you are someone that you will not see the last of me because I will be in your communities. I'm someone that you can call. I will not redirect you. When you call me, it becomes my responsibility. Whatever your problem is, it's now my problem because I am your representative. I am a representative in this city. I'm not going to redirect you and tell you that's a city problem or that's a county problem. It's my problem now because you called my number. When you dial my number, now I need to take action. And that's what I would do for the people. And so when I'm out in the community now talking to the people, letting them know that at any point you can call on me because I will be there in your community. I will take care of your issues. If it's not something that I can do directly, I would know how to get you some help. You know, we're all a big team, the city and the county, along with the state. So we have some of the same voters. We all do. So I cannot tell you that that's a city problem. You know, it's you know, I would try and do whatever I can to help that constituent. People don't like to get the runaround. I know we all are familiar with someone. Well, that's not a state issue. That's a city problem. Well, who is my city councilman? Well, your city councilman is this person, that person. Okay, so if they called you, that means they wanted you to help them. And you should feel responsible enough to help them. Even if you said, okay, well, I can get with your city councilman for you. And I will let them know to contact you with this issue. And they can handle it better. But at least don't turn them away. Because if you reach out to me, then you're asking for my help. And that's my duty is to help you because you were the person that elected me into that position. And so you made that effort to call me. They may not, they may have felt comfortable talking to me, you know, and so maybe that's why they did call me. So therefore, I would do my best to help them because we all have the same people, same, I would say, constituents. We all have the same ones. And so and we're all in this city together. So it's all of our concern.
Okay. We're talking to Linda Burkett, who will be on the ballot along with five other people on Tuesday. Just to kind of hit that timeline again in case you're interested, obviously Tuesday we have the election, and if one person doesn't get the majority, then we'll go into a runoff. That runoff is on December 15th, and then after that, the general election for this seat is March the 2nd of next year. So important to get out on Tuesday and vote and to be heard. And we've appreciated all the different candidates who have come in and given us their information. We're going to take all of these interviews as you've kind of heard them run together now, and it may just be an information overload for you possibly, or you want to go back and refer to them. We're going to put them on our digital places like our Facebook and our website so you can hear them again, and we encourage you to listen and take some notes and then reach out to the candidates and everything. But Linda, we wanted to give you one more chance here. So when we're going to go to the polls, if you're in Alabama Senate District 26, which many of our listeners are, on Tuesday, there's going to be six names and six little ovals out there, and we're going to go through this list, and there's going to be one on there that says Linda Burkett. Give us your best pitch as to why when we get to Linda Burkett, we should stop and put that little oval, you know, darken that and go with that. Why should we vote for Linda Burkett on Tuesday?
Linda Burkett is transparent, no hidden agendas. I'm committed to the people and the community. I want to see what's best for, do what's best for our city. And one thing we know, we want to get a good education for our kids. We need a good foundation for all of our kids. And once we have that good foundation, good education brings about a lot of other things into our city. Economic development. We have other businesses that will come. A lot of people look for the education that have children and that plan to have children one day. When they consider relocating or getting a job somewhere, they will ask. They will check out the school system because they're concerned about their kids. And that's normal. And so if we get all of those in things in line, education, all of those things, education, economic development, all these things, and we want good quality health and wealth for the people in our city. And we get all of those things in line, starting with the education, everything else will fall in place like dominoes. But we have to start. We have to get everything going. We have to work with the city, the county, the Chamber of Commerce. We have to get everyone on one page. Get us together as a team. Everyone working together, and we can see exactly where we're headed. And Montgomery is the capital where dreams come true, and we will make them come true. And dreams have been coming true ever since Dr. Martin Luther King said, "I have a dream."
All right, so Tuesday we vote for
Linda Douglas Burkett, the best candidate, a good candidate for good government. And you will definitely be appreciative because I will show you what good government is all about. It's all about the people. It's not about Linda Douglas Burkett. It's about me being able to serve you and give you what you deserve in District 26. And I'll give you my best. So come out and vote November 17th, Linda Douglas Burkett.
All right. Thank you very much.